Amen. Our Father, we thank you very much. For we see a new government coming forth from within. What a glorious thing, O God, that you will pick a people right from the depth of hell. And Lord, you are working to establish a kingdom of righteousness. Lord, we come again today thanking you, for it is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. It is the day that the Lord has made. We thank you for keeping us going, for giving us this platform, for bringing us together, for taking us through the week. We thank you for the victories. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for the failed opportunities. And we thank you for the opportunity again to rise up and to come to that place of overcoming. Lord, we pray you might anoint your word into our hearts. Let it be like the hammer. Today we saw the sweetness of your spirit. Bring the sweetness of the shewbread and the sweetness of the wine. My God, the pure oil, the frankincense, all the things that go with your presence. Lord, open the eyes of understanding. Bring us to the place of maturity. Help us to climb up higher in Zion. Lord, that you might equip us to be your battle axe in this hour. That we will not be like those men of Ephraim, being armed, turn back in the day of battle. As the armors, O God, we shall be like David. We shall run to the spoil. We know that Goliath is dead meat. Lord, receive the grace to stand upon the neck of these gods of these kings of the Canaanites, these spirits that have ruled and terrorized us. Lord, we receive grace to be overcomers in the name of Jesus. I have a very short time here because I believe that we are going to pray today. There's been something ringing through my mind all through the week, which I just want to touch on very quickly. We are going again to our four horns. Because I believe that the four horns, they speak of the four realms of the soul. So, the four not only speaks of the four realms of the soul, which you say this is the mind, that is the ego nature, and then this is the emotion, and that is the lion nature, and then this will be the will, which is described as an ox or calf, and then finally this will be the desire, which is shown as a creeping nature. For me, I represent it as the serpentine nature, or the fallen man. We use different words to make sure we cover everything. Amen. Okay, so these are the four. In another time, we can break up the mind into four dimensions also. But we're not going there today. This is where we have been. And we said something, that there is blood in the mind, and the blood in the emotions, and the blood in the will, and the blood in the desire. So we're going to examine that. I believe it will give us a reason and a platform by which we can make war. I don't know if there's anybody in this room who wants to make war like me. I want to make war. I want to be free. Amen. Amen. So I hear the sound of victory, sounds of, you know, the grapes are breaking open. Amen. Let me start with this one. Start with the picture. There's a place called Eden in the Bible. Eden. I'm sure you know about Eden. Now, did it occur to you that Eden is a city of refuge? Did it occur to anybody? Well, Eden was a city of refuge. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Eden was a city of refuge. But in this particular Eden, there was no high priest. Amen. So it was not a stronghold. It was not strong. And because it was still in the process of being formed. It was still in the process of being formed. And because if you go back to Joshua and in Deuteronomy, where you have the scripture about it, the city of refuge, I think Joshua 19:20, and then Deuteronomy 20 or somewhere there. He says, the city of refuge, you must have the high priest. And then you have the elders. Then you have, it's a fortified enclosure. And the avenger of blood cannot break in. But in this one, because it was still being formed, the high priest was not exactly fully functional, so the devil could come in. And that city, Eden, there was a judgment. The man became corrupted and had to be removed. Now, that is the reason why you have this picture. We need to understand that. Where are we coming from? Where are you coming from? And where are you going? A man that doesn't know his history, who he is, where is he coming from? What is his identity? Cannot understand where he's supposed to go to. Amen. Very quickly, we understand that there is Eden, but I know of another refuge, city of refuge. Who knows the name of that place? Zion. Amen. Zion is another city of refuge. This one is the perfect city of refuge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you have in this city? Everything is there. Hallelujah. Jesus, the mediator of all. I know where we're going to now. And the blood of sprinkling. And this our blood now speaks. This one speaks. So it's a spirit. It's such a power. It speaks. Hallelujah. So Bible says we have a strong city. That's Isaiah. So of course sometimes we are too afraid. We need to begin to climb on fear and say, fear, you have no portion in me. I am a dweller of the city of Zion. Paul said, I come from a no mean city. I'm a citizen of no mean city. When they ask you, where you're from, say, I'm a citizen of no mean city. If they try to go further, he said, that city is Zion. It's a spiritual city. Hallelujah. That city has the responsibility of covering, protecting, nourishing, prospering, doing everything to every citizen. Amen. Amen. See, an American citizen, anywhere he is, becomes America. They are copying from us. Anywhere I am becomes Zion. He didn't say amen.
Amen.
You don't believe it. Hallelujah. We need to begin to believe it.
Amen.
Anywhere we are, say any place you are, sole of your foot, enter. What happens to it? What is that supposed to mean? That's Goshen. Hallelujah. Your house is Goshen. They say they broke into the river. Tell them they broke that one because, but this one is Goshen and Zion. They say yesterday they came and stole. That's their problem. That it is Goshen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But that, I'm digressing that. That's not where I'm going to. You know, so this is also the city of refuge. What we draw as a tabernacle. Yeah. I'm not very tall, though. Be laughing now. Okay, let's go like this. Oh, yeah, laugh again now. Let's see. Okay, this is the city of refuge. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have created our own city of refuge. Hallelujah. So, now, whether you like it or not, when you receive the blood, something happens to you spiritually and physically. You change position. You must believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Whether you don't believe it, say, the devil believes it. So we come into the city of Zion. Into the house of into the commonwealth of what?
Israel.
You have entered. Amen. Hallelujah. Now there is something that makes that to happen. You know? There are three of them. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5. Because this is supposed to be knock down class. That is, break it down so that we can overcome.
Amen.
Because brethren, there's a flood coming. Trouble is coming. And we must be grounded to come against the things that are coming. 1 John 5. I think 7 to 8. Is it not 9? Is it 6 to what? Brother, are you showing it? Uh-huh. Say, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear rent witness. Because the Spirit is truth. Now, he said, for there are three that bear record. You know, when you say record, it's an old word. It's speaking about witness. It's still the same thing, you know. In heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now, the Father, the Word, they are spiritual personalities. I mean, or spiritual, you know, that make up the Godhead. And these three agree in one. Where's the one he said there are three that bear witness on earth?
Yes.
Is it verse 9?
Eight.
Let's go to it. I said there are three that bear witness. Okay, yeah, verse 8. He said, and there are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree. So, there are three things that bring the life, you know, witness, that bring life to you, that bring life to us. And there are three things. What are they? The word, the ministry of the word that's coming. And the word of God has three dimensions, three natures. The spoken word, it's called rhema. The Greek is called it rhema. Then there is the written one, that's what? The logos. Then there is the living word, and that is the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So as the word is going, all the three of them are functioning and working at the same time. Amen.
Amen.
So, there are three things that work. I remember three speaks of a completion, a kind of a fullness, a perfection, you know. So that bring the life of God to us. Now, that will mean that when we are outside of this city of refuge, all right, we are in a place where we are not receiving the word of God. We are in a place where the Spirit of God is not working. And we are in the place where the blood is not working. In other words, we don't have the life of God. We are outside of the commonwealth of Israel. All right? So that's one dimension. That's one foundation I wanted to lay. So if you are a believer, you cannot be a believer unless these three things are working in you. All right? So it's not by what you do. It's not by works of righteousness or being good, coming to fellowship, say praise God. These are the three things, the three ingredients. And they work in you every day. The Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
It's the Spirit that convicts. Amen. And then there is a word that, you know, that a man hears that also brings conviction. You know, the Bible says we are born again by the incorruptible seed, the word. And of course, the blood. It says it makes atonement for the soul. Okay, so there are those three things. Now, going forward, inside the tabernacle, the very first place where we come to is something, a place called an altar. He said you make a mesh. It was something like gargoyles. Okay? And this is where they lay the sacrifice. Okay, so the offering is laid, and then the fire, is offered. But you see, it's not really the most important part of this offering is the blood. You know, is the blood, and I want us to touch the blood. Is the blood. Now he said, you take the blood and put it at the four horns of the altar. So let's represent the horns. Does that mean where will this one point now? This way. Uh-huh. Very good. I'm sorry. God bless you. Amen. Now, he said that there are four horns or the other. Now, if you read your Bible well, like me, I don't rush. I hope you don't. You're asking, why must he put the blood on the horn, not on anywhere else? So you shall put it upon the horns of the altar. Amen. So there are two words there, horn and altar. So let's take the first one. What does a horn mean? A horn means something that's strong, is it not? It's a piece of strength. All right? So why would he put blood on the horn? Is he not going to look for trouble? Because there is power. So I want us to look at what power is it at the horn? And where are these horns? Because, you know, we have identified. You know, when we heard about this a few years ago, Some of us heard it much earlier than you. But at whatever level you heard, we knew about the tabernacle, but in our mind, it was just something. It was, you know, an object that was there. We didn't really bring it to have a relevance to us. Okay, to know that we are the temple. Until the Bible began to say, Jesus said, I am the temple of God, is it not? So if I'm the temple, there must be an altar. There are four things that must happen. If there is a temple, there must be an altar. All right? Then there must be a covenant establishing that altar or temple. And lastly, there must be a priest functioning there. Those are four things that must happen. And if you check yourself, those four are working in you. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, you come into a covenant with God, isn't it? Amen. And then he says we are the high, you know, priesthood, the Melchizedek, isn't it? All right? Which other one are you looking for? Then you want the altar. The altar is in the heart. If you read Psalm 140, you say, Lord, I lift up my soul. Where are you lifting up the soul? You lift the soul as an offering, isn't that so? Amen. He said, my soul praise the Lord. In other words, though the man who is wearing collar is actually I don't know what to, I can't find the word to say so, you know. It's like leaving the road to drive inside the bush. When they make roads, they say drive. You leave the road, you go inside the bush and you're driving. That's the only way I can describe it. Because that means, like they say, you are beside the point, or they say you are pedestrian. That's instead of driving on the main road, you now go to those, you follow those who are walking, like you follow them, they are walking. So that's the only way to describe it. Because Paul says, "Know you not that you are the temple of the living God?" Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you not know? Hallelujah. If you are a temple, there must be an altar. There must be a priest. There must be a covenant establishing. So if you're a priest now, you must have been a priest before. Because there are priests of God and there are priests of darkness. Hallelujah. There's a place where we're going to. It's a place called Atonement. Let me read the scripture. Proverbs 23. That's Proverbs for today. That's the food for today. Did you eat it? And maybe we'll have breakfast today. What did you have as breakfast? Cornflakes. You had loy loy and okazi soup. Bread, tea, sardine, yam, plantain. Did you go for the breakfast of today? Proverbs 23 is the breakfast of today. We're in verse 13. Where is that scripture? Okay, verse 13. 13 and 14. What does this say? Withhold not correction. From where? From the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Forgive us, though. There's one small thing like that. You need to have it always with you. Because it's very good for everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. But my problem began from verse 14. It was a problem. Thou shalt beat him with the rod. And what will happen? So what is the connection of rod and soul? You are beating the man. And now he has jumped into the soul. That was my problem. You are beating and correcting. Meanwhile now, the soul is being saved. What was the connection? Amen. There are many connections. But this is my own, though. I hope you will accept.
Is he saying the soul and the child have a relationship?
Is it what you're saying? Is he what he's saying? We took no correction from the child.
So I don't know the English. Is it the object, Sister Ivy? Is it the object or subject? What's this one? What's the subject? Is it the subject of the sentence?
Eh? Uh-huh. So the main thing in that sentence now is what? Child. Eh? For if that beats him, it comes again to the child. What will happen? The child will not die. So the child must be the central point. Oh yeah, go to the next one. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver him, his soul, from hell. So in other words, going one way is like the child is related to the soul. Now when we go backward, what are we saying? The soul is related to the child. So is he saying the soul can be a child? And the soul can also be a man child. Yeah, you like that one? Praise God. Amen. You like the man child? Well, a man child company. Man child must go from a small foolish child to become a man child. Hallelujah. Amen. There must be a maturity. Hallelujah. Amen. This is very important. Because the church today is falling foul of this scripture. We are refusing to chasten the child. Amen. If you say born again, you are born again every day, born again, 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 after some time, you must enter prosperity. You must enter prosperity. Because you suddenly discover that you are traveling to Abuja, you need God to bless you. You are going for business, you want God to bless you. You want God to bless you. Go for a business, you want God to bless him. Testimony, God bless him. He's a foolish child. He's even a prodigal child. He thinks the only thing in life is to play around. You know, life is play. God, my father owns the world. He can give me aeroplane, anything I want. They are just points, and he will kill for me. Amen. This is the gospel in the world today. Gospel in the world today. And this picture has no power. It says, what's that thing? Deny the power thereof. What's that thing? They say, having a form of godliness, but deny what? The power thereof. Paul said, we preach Christ. Oh yeah, complete it. And him, that is the rod. Amen. Any gospel that does not have the rod, the soul is going to wear. Hallelujah. Is that correct? Or am I leading us the wrong way? Amen. Okay. I'm ending. You know, it's not a long message. So we have gone very, very far. We have entered. We are from outside this tabernacle. We have entered inside. And when we enter inside, we must come to one place. Amen. Blood is waiting. The blood of Jesus is waiting for that stubborn child, for that soul. Says like a young man void of wisdom. Amen. Easy to be deceived. Easy to be tricked. Easy to be subverted. Easily. Amen. Hallelujah. That's been our soul. Because we have forgot to look inward. Hallelujah. It must be the child with stroke. Amen. It must apply affliction to the soul. Amen. So you must choose. Someone says, you may choose the word more travel, is it not? Uh-huh. But I'm going to choose which one. I'm leading the road to where? is a place for stroke. There's another word, cross. The Bible said there is a cross of Christ. A cross of Christ is not the thing you wear on your. It's a place in the spirit where the soul is dealt with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says, he calls it, there's a place. There's something here. You know, they call it a veil. Amen. And I believe that that's where we are being brought to the place of the veil, to the soul, to deal with the soul. But I want us to look at these horns. The horns, they speak about strongholds within me. There's a strong city. There are giants. There are altars. And many of us have not done anything to disturb these giants. Amen. And the Bible uses the story of David. We'll go back to David again. Yeah, David had two sons. There's one of them, David. He had many other sons. There are two of them we are looking at. One is called Absalom. I'm sure you know the name of the second one. Adonijah. In fact, Adonijah says that the king has not one day. Brother, how does he say? Has not one day told him what that was or rebuked him. So what was Adonijah? It was a spoiled child. Do you have a spoiled soul? Is your soul spoiled? Nobody troubles you. I'm this world to enjoy. Okay, how did you come to the world? I'm here to enjoy. Amen. I'm a sweatless. Be careful with your sweatless suit up. Because you might end up a soul that is like Adonijah. Adonijah said, Adonijah shall be king. He actually declared himself king. And you know what happened? Some strong men, some strong men followed him. Joab was there. It's a place of mixture. Abiata was there too. And strong men, said strong men and princes. So look around today, say, after all, this fool, I preached this thing. After all, this one. So what's wrong with me? You better check well. Not everybody is there. Like Brother Yago told us the other day. He said, some people are reading the scripture. Some people are doing everything the Bible says they're doing. So this week we'll have fasting. Sorry, can I announce it? He's coming to our last. Let me just open the door. From tomorrow. From tomorrow. Fast. Amen. It's going to be a time of enjoyment. Hallelujah. Anyway, Bryce could deal with that. But what am I saying? The soul must be chastened. If your type of Christianity is one that doesn't want chastening for the soul, then examine it carefully. Because the Bible said that the preaching of the cross is what? The power of God. He has completed it unto salvation. Amen. The soul is like a young man, Absalom. Beautiful. Lost pleasure. You know? He wants to assert the right of the father. My father is king. You know, God can do anything he wants for me. I'm in this world to enjoy. I'm here to excel, to maximize my opportunities. Which one again should I say? Amen. Say, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way is thereof. Another one comes to me. Say, a backslider in heart is what? Is filled with all his ways. That when it is a place where I'm always having my way, anything I want, God gives me. Brother, me, God likes me. Anything I want, he gives me. Be very, very careful. Any child that gets what he wants, where would that child end up? Absalom. Hallelujah. Absalom is the nature of the soul. So when God is putting you through the works, you say, no, I don't want. Be very, very careful. Amen. So I'm trying to lay the background that it is a scriptural position to trouble the soul. Amen. Some trouble, God will bring it. Others, you will decide and appoint it. Amen. Like this time of fasting, that's part of trouble for the soul. But apart from that, there are other times. But you see, we need to go into the soul. We need to go. What is the problem? What are in these horns? What are these strongholds that are there? Remember, if I were telling my wife, each time I read the book of Kings, I become sad. Because this one did so and so and so and so. However, the high place was not removed. This one did so and so and so and so and so and so. However, the high place was not removed. I said, what is this high place? Amen. God said the high place is right inside there. It's right inside. Amen. In fact, there was a man called Manasseh. God said, because of Manasseh, I will wipe Jerusalem like a man wipes a dish. Is that the way he said it? He said, I will wipe Jerusalem like they wipe a dish. Amen. But you know what? The man got born again. He began to walk softly. There's a way to bring him. Put him aside. I will forgive him, yet I will do what I will do. Amen. What was the reason? Because he said Manasseh brought all kinds inside the soul. All right, so let's just take a trip inside the soul, because some of us believe that there is nothing wrong. I'm okay. When Jesus died on the cross, he shed the blood. That blood opens a door for us. It is a calling. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the calling is different from experience. Hallelujah. Amen. We are called. Amen. Amen. But you must walk into it. It's like somebody is called to be a prophet or a teacher. You have a calling for a ministry. It's not the same thing. You have not arrived there. You have to walk into it. You have to grow into it. So we are called to be sons. The blood is there speaking for us. We have that righteousness. But there is a, Bible says, walk out your own salvation. There is a walking out. There is a making your own. Hallelujah. And if, when we go to Ezekiel chapter 8. Is it Ezekiel 8? Ezekiel chapter 8, for me, was the end of my story. Because when I entered there, I said, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. No more argument. You know there's that song. Eh? There is no place for argument. Ezekiel 8 is such a place. It says, he took him to the temple. Can you imagine what was in the temple? Everything. Hallelujah. He digged in the wall. Say he saw a wall, a hole, he digged. And inside he began to see images within the wall. So, can I relate it to myself? Can I relate it with you that there are images? That unless I dig, I may not be able to know that. I'll just think that everything is right until we begin to dig. Amen. Amen. I read the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down. I will recommend you pieces that scripture. Just take every word and do concordance very, very well. Check all the ones you have. You will be blessed. I won't say shocked. Because I was blessed when I went there. Amen. I say against imaginations, images. Brother, can you open it up?
Because where I'm going to, I'm trying to establish that there are things that need to be pulled down. And when you bring the blood upon the horn, what you're saying, I declare war. Amen. You cannot declare war, they say, by the blood. Hallelujah. Yeah, the enemy is not strong. Are we there now? Interlinear. Yeah. Brother, I thought you had the 2 Corinthians 10. There are images. There are walls. Some of these walls. Verse 4. All those verse 4. Does it help us? Verse 4. Let's see. What is that? Okay. Say this. Say pulling down. Okay, yeah, it's very important. Now, Bracken, when you pull down something, is it not that your thing is high? Brother Joshua, you pull down something. It means the thing is high now. If the thing was down, what would you do? You uproot it, you know. They say, pulling down stronghold. It means that there are heights. There are structures. Amen. Do you know that between you and your brother, there are structures? This week, those structures must come down. See, them is not strong enough. Bryce, okay, I'm trying to clear the road for you so that you can come. There are structures between us as brethren, between husband and wife. You can't do fellowship. The thing is not flowing well because there are structures. There are things that have grown. You know, when you don't rebuke the child is waxing in rebellion, is it not? If you, as an individual, you have not been pulling down, that means the things are growing stronger. Amen. You don't pray today. Tomorrow you don't pray. Brother, get ready. By Friday, you will even say, in fact, you don't, the Bible says you don't even need to pray all the time. You might end up where? After all, Isaac prays. It's okay. If I go on Sunday, I can hide. He's a man of God. And I can receive the blessing from the man of God. Amen. Pulling down strong. Please touch that word again. Oak tree Roma. I don't know what it means, though. 45. Castle. Stronghold. Where are these things? All right, let's go to the next one. Where are they? He said, casting down. Look at casting. Katairo. Kata, I know it means. Catabolism. That's from where they got it from. The biology people. Kata means you are breaking down. Shall we kata this week? This week is a kata week, right there. This week is a kata week. Brother, agree, say yes now. Amen. This is a kata week. Hallelujah. How many people are ready for kata? Pull down. Look up, we must say, down, loose. Amen. So where are you going to? I'm going to the fellowship of kata. What did they do there? They pull down. Amen. Whether it's from family, whether it's from nation, whether it's from yourself, or from anywhere, any name that is named, kata, pull it down. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, cast down, destroy, to lower. Lower means say, every high place will be what? Hallelujah. If you don't do it, it will remain. Hallelujah. All right, let's go back. So I've seen kata. All right, let's look at imagination. Logismos. Computer. Have you seen computer there? Please take it back. Have you seen computer? No, put the logismos now. See computer.
Where is it?
This one. This one is in the Bible, though. But you can say this one is a computer. Amen. Imagination, reasoning,
thought. Hallelujah. So he's telling you that there are thoughts that are strong. Do you know what it means? There are some doctrines, some beliefs. Bible says a priest of God does not drink strong wine. That means, this is my conviction. They say, brother, the Bible says, he said, no, I'm convinced about it. Be very careful. Amen. And so the things we are convinced about may actually be a deception. Hallelujah. Imaginations. And look at it. Every high thing. Can I touch that one quickly? You see it again? Elevated place. Elevated thing. Altitude. Height. Heighten. Barrier. See that barrier I talked about? Husband and wife in the house where there are. Who built the barrier? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, what's the other one? Exalted. Let's look at that one quickly. A pyro. Exalted. To raise up. Poised. To be lifted up. Pride. Okay, self. Pride. What's the other one? Against what? Against what? The knowledge of God. Look at the saying of what? I'm bringing into captivity. So that means thought can be arrested. You wake up and say you're going to have diabetes. Arrest the thought. Diabetes, thought, today, blood, why? Hell. Amen. Thought can be arrested. Say you're going to die today. It is an arrow that is coming. Grab the arrow, break it, and throw it into hell. Amen. But when you are in the church where everybody is doing like Isaac said, I'm married to Jesus. I beg, leave me alone. You know that you are wasting your time. Amen. There are imaginations. There are things working against you. Hallelujah. He calls for war. He says, I'm bringing every thought to what? The obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. And having the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, I believe we're on a journey. I'm excited because I know God has given us the instrument. So when he says, put the blood upon the desire, he's saying there are strongholds in the desire. Amen. We overcome by the blood. In fact, I remember the song. There's one song I learned in Cameroon. Laka. I didn't know it was in the book. So the Laka people here will help us sing that song. By the blood, the devil. By the blood, never see a boy.
By the blood, death will never win. By the blood of Jesus Christ, his precious blood. Oh, Satan knows there is power in the blood. There is life in the blood of a Lamb of God. Jesus just saw it a minute ago. It's there on the soundboard. That's it again. No, he passed it again. That we too, that's it there. This one. Okay. My voice is not well.
Okay. Anyway, I was just trying to say, brethren, the power we have is not by my thinking, it's by the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. So the blood is applied. Now, who will apply this blood? Amen. The high priest, like I said, applied the blood. So every day we renew that offering. Hallelujah. We cut the covenant afresh. Hallelujah. And, you know, Bible says, quenching the fiery darts by what? The shield of faith. Amen. The final part of this, I don't know, maybe we'll look for some other time. But you see, darkness invaded the soul and set up an altar in the soul. Amen. And you see, you can win all the souls outside, but the first soul to win, according to my wife, is what? It's my own soul. Because there is a darkness. Bible talks about what he calls the image of the beast. You know, but that's for a different thing. But what I'm trying to say, brethren, we need to look inward. We need to afflict the soul. We need to bring our mind, our emotions under the blood. We need to keep it under the blood every day. Amen. We need to renew this offering. Remember, it says, brethren, I beseech you to what? To offer yourself as what? A living sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's not something you do today. Say, well, I've done it. We prayed last week. Every day. He said, pray without ceasing. Amen. So the burden of what I'm sharing, brethren, is that there is a part of faith in which there is an attitude. There's an attitude you and I need to have about this situation. You know, we have gone past that point where, yes, you can put it on a platform, brethren, pray for me. But you have a role to play yourself. So, I put it in platform. So, only two people pray for me on the platform, so it will work. Many people say, amen, amen, amen. The amen fills the place. That means that's more powerful prayer. That's not true. Amen. Amen. Brethren, you have a role to play. Say, have a readiness to do what? Avenge all disobedience. Now, if we are in fellowship with the disobedience, we are in fellowship with the darkness, we are accommodating, we are playing around with the sin, we are playing around with instruments of sin, of the world, then we cannot have a readiness to judge it. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So, the attachments that we have to the phone, to the television, there was something that somebody posted, those children that were complaining about phones. You know? Yes. So we should be getting detached. You must have a phone detachment policy or program. Amen. It's a readiness. That film, that program, all those things, we should be working towards a point where we are no longer even dependent. Hallelujah. One day I rejoiced because they were playing football match, Nigeria and somebody, and it had no impact on me. Amen. I forgot about it. And I say, God has healed his brother. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brethren, as we get into this time of prayer, all these tools that we have, all these principles that we are being taught, so that we can practice it. Let us not be a people that are always defending. Amen. It's not every time you travel, you must put it on the platform. Pray for yourself and enter the plane and travel. Amen. 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 You must exercise faith, brethren. Not every time. Have you put, hey, bring the phone, bring the phone. It's not charged. Charge God of Israel. Can I say travel? Because you have not put it in the phone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We must come to a place where we are standing. And we have a readiness to avenge all disobedience. Because we are warring. We are warring. We are warring. Yeah? We are removing ourselves from the entanglement. And brethren, that is the word. So people are now in a... Can you imagine in Onitsha? In Delta State? In Niger State? Where else? In Kogi State? Do you know what's happening? They have left their houses without notice. Flood came. No warning. Hallelujah. If they told them 1 month ago that they will be inside one classroom, say, what are you talking about? Say, the Lord that blessed me can never allow me. Amen. Brethren, trouble is coming. And we need to put on our gear. We have been given weapons and instruments to overcome. Say amen. Amen. We dwell in a strong city, Zion. The high priest is in this city of Zion. Hallelujah. And the devil cannot breach it. Amen. So we need to be strong. And we need to begin to exercise ourselves. You know, so I think I'll just stop so that I can give place to Brother Isaac, you know, and to the things to come. But I just want to strengthen our faith. That the prayers we pray, it's not just that we like to pray, but there's a basis. When you say lose, we have a basis. We are coming to losing all the high places, the altar, the things. We are losing it. Amen. When a thought comes to you, that's an opportunity to pray. Amen. When a difficult situation comes, something is going to be losing that day. Amen. A lifestyle, an attitude. Sometimes it's a mindset. Hallelujah. God brings a situation so that you can address that mindset. Hallelujah. I walk along the road, you get pain, say, yeah, that's arthritis. Your father had arthritis. That is the day that arthritis must be bound. Amen. Amen. Don't accept it. Don't believe it. Hallelujah. So today we are going to rise up. And we are going to address those high places, those things that have been set up. Praise God. Hallelujah.